今天这个题目是业伯记的结论。
So today we're going to talk about the conclusion of Job.
也是我这个业伯记最后的一篇道。
And this is the last preaching on the book of Job.
那我接下来我会讲耶稣的教导。
And, to follow this, I will teach on the teaching of Jesus.
将会有相当长的讲道，所以也。
And so,
后的日子会讲这个耶稣。
It will be a long period, for us to be, for me to be preaching about the teaching of Jesus.
耶稣的教导都是在四福音书里面，所以我们等待来学习耶稣对我们的教导。
The teaching of Jesus are recorded in the four Gospels. So let us wait upon the teaching of Jesus.
那今天业伯记的结论业伯记42章第一到17节。
So the conclusion of Job is in chapter 42, verses 1 through 17.
我请周伟弟兄来读这段经文只是读中文，如果你跟看英文跟着一起看。
So Brother Zhou will be, will be reading in Chinese, please follow in your English Bible.
约伯记第42章，约伯回答耶和华说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在炉灰和在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼的以利法说，我的怒气向你和你的两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊，到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的余望办你们。你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。于是提曼人以利法、舒亚人比勒达、拿马人索法，照着耶和华所吩咐的去行，耶和华就悦纳约伯。约伯为他的朋友祈祷，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回，并且耶和华赐给他的比他从前所有的加倍。约伯的弟兄姐妹和以先所认识的人都来见他，在他家里一同吃饭，又论到耶和华所降雨他的一切灾祸，都为他悲伤安慰他，每人也送他一块银子和一个金环。这样耶和华后来赐福给约伯的比先前更多，他有一万四千羊、六千骆驼、一千对牛、一千母驴，他也有七个儿子、三个女儿。他给长女取名叫耶米玛，次女叫基喜亚，三女叫基连哈普。在全地的妇女中，找不到像约伯的女儿那样美貌。他们的父亲使他们的在弟兄中得产业。此后，约伯又活了140年，得见他的儿孙，直到四代。这样约伯年纪老迈，日子满足而死。
那耶伯记42章是耶伯记最后的一章经文。
Job chapter 42 is the last chapter of the book.
那这章经文为耶伯记做了一个完整的结束和交代。
So this chapter gave us the conclusion, a complete conclusion.Of what happened.
那同时也为耶伯的人生做了一个完满的结局。
And it also gave us a conclusion of the life of Job.
那这章经文的内容主要描述耶伯如何为自己的无知感到懊悔。
And so here it tells us, that it describes how Job, It describes of Job's realization and also his remorse.
那除此之外也讲到神谴责约伯的三位朋友。
And it also talk about how God rebuked, his three friends.
因为他们做神的不是。
Because they talk, wrongly about God.
那最后讲到神重新振兴约伯，赐福给他的家庭和事业。
And then in the end, it talk about how God renew, Job, give, bless him and also give him his family and also his, business.
那这张经文我们可以把它分成三部分来看。
So we can, this chapter can be divided into three parts.
那第一方面就是约伯觉悟而感到懊悔。
First part is, talking about how Job realize and then he was remorseful.
然后第二部分就是神谴责约伯的三位朋友。
And the second part is how God rebuked his three friends.
然后第三部分就是神振兴约伯和赐福给他。
And the last portion is how God restored, Job.
那首先我们来看第一部分，也就是第一节到第六节。
So the first part is verse 1 through verse 6.
那这段经文讲到约伯的觉悟和他的懊悔。
Here it talks about how Job realized what happened and his remorse.
那约伯之前的痛苦，他的忧伤、哀怨以及心中的许多不平，因着神向他的显现和启示都消失了。
So here it talks about how Job, in the beginning, how his pain, his suffering, his complaint, and also he felt a lot of injustice in his heart, they all gradually became, they all disappeared because God has revealed himself, and also revealed, to him.
那神在约伯身上的作为使约伯的生命经历到及时的改变。
What God has done, on Job caused immediate change.
那以致内心的悲哀渐渐地成为对神的赞美。
And so the sadness in his heart gradually turned into praise for God.
那约伯亲身经历到神的同在。
And Job personally experienced the presence of God.
那使他更加地了解到神旨意的奥妙。
And caused him to realize the wonder of God's will.
啊，他开始为自己的过犯认罪悔改。
And he began to repent, confess and repent for sin.
那因着这个缘故，神对约伯的懊悔做出这个回应。
And because of this, God responded to Job's, repentance.
那再次使他的生命兴旺起来。
And once again restored his life.
啊，约伯的经历应当激励我们要把我们的眼目专注在那位创造天地、掌管宇宙万物的主。
The experience of Job should, cause us to focus our eyes upon God alone.
那神曾经两次向约伯启示和显现。
God had revealed himself to Job twice.
那约伯也两次向神做出坦诚的回应。
And twice Job has responded honestly.
啊，第一次的回应。
The first response.
啊，约伯安静在神的面前等候神。
Job, was quiet before God and he waited upon God.
因为神第一次向约伯启示和显现之后。
After the first time God had revealed himself to Job.
那约伯在这段经文谦卑地回应神说。
And so here Job, humbly responded to God.
他说我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口，我说了一次，再不回答；说了两次，就不再说。
Behold, I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once and I will not answer twice, but I will proceed no further.
那卑贱是含有这个轻微无用没有尊严而受了咒诅的意思。
So small account here is involved being small, useless, no honor, and being cursed.
那用手捂口是表示哑口无言，感到非常的惊讶，不敢再讲话了。
Lay my hand on my mouth here is talking about how he's shocked and he has no response and he will not speak again.
一次两次是指不断不肯放弃的意思。
Once and twice is talking about how he's not going to give up.
叶伯觉得自己轻微无用没有尊严 受了这个咒诅。
Job felt that he is small, he is useless, he does not have any honor and he's cursed.
那叶伯曾经用以下的字眼来咒诅自己的生日。
Job had in the past used these words to curse his own birthday.
比如说在叶伯记第三章第一节，他说此后，这里记载说，此后叶伯开口咒诅自己的生日。
And for example, here in Job chapter 3 verse 1, after this Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
那除此之外他又用类似的字眼来描述自己的人生快要消失了变成无有。
And besides this, he also used similar words to describe how his life is going to disappear quickly.
那在叶伯记第七章第六节说，我的日子比锁更快，都消耗在无指望之中。
Here in chapter 7 verse 6, he said, My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and come to their end without hope.
那叶伯在这个40章第5节这么说，我说了一次再不回答，说了两次就不再说。
I've spoken once and I will not answer twice, but I will proceed no further.
所以一次两次是指叶伯的坚持不断要与神争辩。
Once and twice is talking about how Job insisted and he wanted to continue to argue with God.
叶伯坚持自己是无辜的向神呈上他的案情。
Job insisted that he is innocent and he wants to present his case before God.
那以利户也曾经采用过同样的片语来说明，虽然神不断向人启示，可是人却不理会。
Elihu had also used similar words to talk about how God have revealed himself continuously to man, but man will not listen.
那在叶伯记33章第14节说，神说了一次两次，世人却不理会。
And here in Job 33 verse 14 it says, For God speaks in one way and in two, though man does not perceive it.
那现在叶伯因为神的启示和光照。
But now, because of God's revelation and enlightenment,
他就向神认罪悔改，决定保持安静，谦卑在神的面前。
Job repented before God, he will remain quiet and humble before God.
所以我们看到叶伯第一次的回应，叶伯安静在神的面前等候神。
So we can see from his first response that he is to remain quiet before God.
叶伯第二次的回应，叶伯诚心悔改归向神。
And the second response, he honestly repent, come back to God.
所以神向叶伯第二次启示之后。
So after God revealed to Job the second time.
那耶伯就在这段经文很诚恳地回应说，
Here Job honestly said,
我知道你万事能做，你的旨意不能拦阻，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know.
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself, and repent in dust and ashes.
那在这段经文里面，我们看到旨意这个词出现了两次。
Well, here in the scripture, we saw the word will has appeared twice.
也就是要强调一切所发生的事情有神的旨意。
And it is to stress whatever happened to man is God's will.
然后我们看到这里有讲到在尘土和炉灰中是指耶伯感觉到自己没有用，比这个尘土和这个炉灰还轻微。
Here we see that he repent in dust and ashes. He's talking about how small he is, smaller than the dust and ashes.
然后我们看到这段经文最后两个字就是懊悔。
And in the very last part of this verse is repent.
然后懊悔是指一个人的态度，还有他的意念，还有他的人生方向被改变的意思。
Repent means this person's attitude, his thoughts, and the direction of his life has been changed.
那这个词在诗篇的应用是描写到不受安慰的心情。
In the psalm, this term has been used to describe someone who refused to be comforted.
在诗篇77篇第二节说，
In Psalm 77 verse 2 it says,
我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住地举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。
In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted.
那诗人虽然迫切地祷告，
Even though the psalmist pray earnestly,
那恳切地祈求神的帮助。
And he asked earnestly for God's help.
那可是他的心却不肯受安慰。
But his soul refuses to be comforted.
仍然感到心里意乱，情绪很低落。
And he continued to feel very confused and depressed.
那这种心态显示他的心灵还没有被神改变。
And this kind of attitude shows that he has not yet been changed by God.
那从耶伯记和诗篇，我们看见真正的悔改是被神改变的一个悔改。
From Psalm and from the book of Job, we can see that true repentance comes from God.
一个人悔改不是单单出于人的自由意志。
A man's repentance is not did not come.Only from the man's free will.
也包括神在他身上的改变。
It also includes God's hand in changing him.
当一个人经历到神的时候，
When a man experiences God,
被这个圣灵感动的时候，
When he is touched by the Holy Spirit,
他一定会愿意降服在神的面前认罪悔改。
He will willingly come before God, humble himself, and repent himself.
所以约伯的悔改含有三个重要的意义。
So Job's repentance includes three very important meaning.
那第一就是约伯降服在神的主权下。
First, Job submitted to God's sovereignty.
那么在这节经文，我们看见约伯愿意降服在神的主权下。
From this verse, we can see that Job is willing to submit under God's sovereignty.
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
这个旨意就是指神的计划。
Will is talking about God's planning.
那神必定会实现他的计划，是人没有办法拦阻的。
When God wants to fulfill his plan, no man can block it.
那约伯的悔改含有第二个意义，就是约伯承认自己的有限。
Job's repentance also means that he admit he is limited.
我们在约伯记42章第三节说，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
In verse 3 it says, Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know.
那么请注意奇妙这个词。
Pay attention to the word wonderful.
那奇妙是指神在宇宙中奇妙的作为。
Wonderful is talking about the creative wonder in the creative wonder.
那以利法曾经采用这个词来描述神高深不能测度的奇事。
Eliphaz has used this term to describe God's wonderful, unimaginable act.
在约伯记第五章第九节说，他这是指神行大事不可测度，行奇事不可胜数。
In chapter 5 verse 9, it says, who means God, thus great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number.
那约伯也曾经采用过类似的词句来说明神奇妙的作为。
Job has also used similar word to describe God'sGreat and wonderful action.
那在约伯记第九章第十节说，他行大事不可测度，行奇事不可胜数。
In chapter 9 verse 10, it says, Who does great things beyond searching out, and marvelous things beyond number?
那同样的，以利户也采用过这个词来形容雷声的奇妙。
And similarly, Elihu has also used this term to describe the wonder of thunder.
在约伯记37章第五节说，神发出奇妙的雷声，他行大事，我们不能测透。
In chapter 37 verse 5, God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend.
所以我们看到约伯的悔改有三方面，第一就是约伯降服在神的主权下。
So there are three meanings to Job's repentance. First, he is willing to submit under God's sovereignty.
第二就是约伯承认自己的有限。
And secondly, he admit that he is limited.
第三，约伯先认自己更加的认识神。
And thirdly, he proclaimed that he needs to know God more.
约伯记42章第五节是约伯记的一个名言。
Chapter 42 verse 5 is a very famous verse.
那约伯向神先认说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
He proclaimed to God, I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
所以亲眼延伸风闻的意思。
So, My I sees you is an extension of when I heard of you.
那虽然约伯是一个认识神的人，
Even though Job is someone who know God,
那可是他所懂得却不足以他胜过苦难的考验。
But what he know of God did not help him to overcome, this calamity.
那但是经过这个苦难考验之后，
But after this testing of pain and suffering,
那约伯向神表明他更加认识神，更加明白神的旨意。
He expressed to God that after all the suffering and all, he now knows God more and understand his will more.
那现在让我们来看约伯记42章第二部分。
So let's look at the second part of chapter 42.
也就是第七节到第九节。
And it is verse 7 to verse 9.
这个是神对约伯三个朋友的谴责。
Here is how God rebuked his three friends.
耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的事。
After the Lord has spoken these words to Job,The Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的遗忘。你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
Now therefore take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept his prayer not to deal with you according to your folly. For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
于是提曼人以利法、苏亚人比勒达、拿马人索法，照着耶和华所吩咐的祭行，耶和华就悦纳约伯。
So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did what the Lord had told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer.
那神只对提曼人以利法说话，因为他是三位朋友的代表。
God only talked to Eliphaz is because he is the representative of the friends.
那神没有指责以利户，因为以利户的话比较符合神的旨意。
God did not rebuke Elihu is because what he had said.Is closer to God's will.
那神在这句经文指责约伯的三位朋友说。
Here in the scripture, God rebuked his friends.
因为你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
那神又指责。这些人说他们的表现很遗忘。
Here, God is rebuking the friends saying that they are fools.
那约伯在苦难的折磨中虽然埋怨神不了解神的旨意。
Even though in his suffering, Job, complained about God and didn't understand God's will.
但他没有向这个压力低头。
But he did not crumb under pressure.
他坚持自己的无辜。
He continued to insist of his innocence.
那为了证明自己的事，约伯甚至与神打官司。
In order to prove his case, he even wanted to have a lawsuit with God.
那挑战神做出这个公平的判断。
To challenge God to make the right judgment.
那虽然如此，约伯坚持相信神。
Even though it was like that, Job continued to believe in God.
那相比之下，约伯的三个朋友的讲论不如约伯所讲的那么正确，符合神的真理和旨意。
In comparison, his three friends' argument is not as correct as Job's, and it did not come close to the truth or God's will.
那约伯的三个朋友的讲论只是表达了信仰的教义。
The friends' argument only represent their religious principles.
却不明白神的主权。
But they did not understand God's sovereignty.
也不明白神全盘的计划和旨意。
And also it did not understand God's whole plan and will.
他们以这个报应的原则来解释约伯受苦的经历。
They used the principle of retribution to explain Job's suffering and his experience.
那神谴责约伯三个朋友遗忘的表现。
So God rebuked his three friends, their foolishness.
他们的观点不仅不对，应用不正确，态度也非常的顽固。
They not only have the wrong, point of view, they did not use it properly,and that they are also super stubborn.
这种遗忘的表现在箴言书里面说这些人是遗忘人。
And so this kind of people are described in Proverbs as the people of folly.
那约伯的三位朋友在言语上因为得罪了约伯，使到约伯感到非常的伤心。
So these three friends, heard Job,with the speech, and Job was very saddened by it.
那么因此他们就在神的面前献祭，献这个燔祭赎罪。
And so they, offered the burnt offering to repent.
并且寻求约伯的饶恕。
And to ask for Job's forgiveness.
所以我们看到这里记载说，献上弃置公牛，弃置公羊，就是象征很完全、很贵重的那种献祭。
So here is saying that, offer three rams and three cattle, and it is a very, to show that this is a very, expensive,offering.
加七等于十四，表示非常的贵重。
So 7 plus 7 is 14, and it's showing how expensive this is.
那神称呼约伯是我的仆人，说明神与约伯之间的关系是亲密和很特殊的。
So God called Job his servant is just to show how close their relationship is and special their relationship is.
那约伯虽然在苦难中埋怨神，
even though Job complained about God in his suffering,
那甚至对神如何治理这个世界产生了误解。
And, he went as far as misunderstanding how God, has governed the world.
那可是他却坚持相信神，不敢怀疑神的主权。
Yet, through the whole thing, he continued to trust in God, and he did not dare question his sovereignty.
所以不敢在什么情况之下，约伯坚持相信神。
So no matter under what kind of circumstance, Job continued to trust God.
愿意听从神的吩咐。
Willing to listen to God's command.
所以神称约伯是我的仆人。
And therefore God called Job his servant.
那因做这个缘故，我们看到在先知以西，这个先知，以西结说，先知以西结还把约伯列入像挪亚和但以里这等义人的行列中。
And because of this, The prophet Ezekiel has put Job together with Noah and Daniel as the righteous man.
在以西结书第十四章十四节这么说。
So here is said in Ezekiel 14, verse 14.
其中虽有挪亚、但以理、叶伯这三人，他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命，这是主耶和华说的。
Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver but their own lives by their righteousness, declares the Lord God.
还有在以西结第十四章二十节说，虽有挪亚、但以理、叶伯在其中，主耶和华说，我只做我的永生启示。他们连儿带女都不能救，只能因他们的义救自己的性命。
And further in chapter 14, verse 20, it says, Even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, declares the Lord God, they would deliver neither son nor daughter. They would deliver but their own lives by their righteousness.
那新约圣经的雅各书也以叶伯来劝导我们在苦难中要学习叶伯的榜样。
In the New Testament, the book of James also used Job as an example to teach us how to teach us to learn from his example in suffering.
这里说，弟兄们，你们要把先前奉主名受罚的众先知受苦能忍耐的榜样。那先前忍耐的人他们称他们是有福的你们听见过叶伯的忍耐知道主给他的结局，明显的主是 满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord.How the Lord is compassionate and merciful.
那现在让我们来看这个叶伯记42章第三部分。
So the third part of chapter 42.
那叶伯为三位朋友代祷之后。
So after Job prayed for his friends.
那圣经说他又活了140岁才满足而死。
And the Bible said that he lived on for another 140 years.
在这段年日里面，神与叶伯同在。
And in these days, God was with Job.
赐福给叶伯，使他的家庭和事业再次的被兴旺起来。
He once again blessed him and his family, and he became prosperous.
我在叶伯记42章第十节说，叶伯为他的朋友祈祷。
In verse 10, it says, when he had prayed for his friends.
那祈祷是指叶伯为三位朋友在神的面前寻求饶恕和赦免。
So here it says prayed means Job had prayed for his three friends for God to, for the repentance and for God to forgive them.
那叶伯知道为别人寻求赦免之前，他自己本身必须先饶恕和赦免他人。
Job knows that before he can pray for other people's forgiveness on their behalf, he himself must first forgive them.
那神垂听叶伯朋友们的祷告，乃是因为叶伯愿意饶恕人。
God is willing to forgive his friends and listen.And hear the prayer, is because Job is willing to forgive men.
那叶伯顺从神的心意，为那些在言语上曾经伤害过他的人为他们祷告。
Job, submit to God's will, and he is willing to forgive those who had hurt him in their speech.
那当叶伯受苦的时候，虽然他的亲朋戚友曾经远离他，可是现在叶伯却愿意为他们祷告。
During his suffering, even though his family and friends have distanced themselves, now he is willing to pray for them.
那耶稣教导门徒的时候也强调要先饶恕人的过犯，然后神才会饶恕他们的过犯。
When Jesus taught the disciples, he also stressed that you have to first forgive people's sin, and then God will then forgive your sin.
我们在马太福音第六章第十四节到第十五节说。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15, it says,
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive others the trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
那耶伯为三位朋友的代祷带来一连串正面的后果。
Job's praying for his friend bring forth a slew of positive changes.
那首先就是神使耶伯从这个苦难中转回。
First, God led Job out of suffering.
那之后耶伯的亲戚和朋友们都来安慰他，为他所受的苦悲伤。
And then his family and friends come close to him to comfort him and to empathize with him.
那耶伯的家业因着神的赐福渐渐的兴旺。
And Job's property because of this, of God's blessing, then continue to grow.
在耶伯记42章12节上半句说，这样耶和华后来赐福给耶伯比先前更多。
And so in verse 12 it says, And the Lord blessed the later days of Job more than his beginning.
那神所赐给耶伯的福包括生活的富裕。
So what God has given Job include wealth,
那家庭的幸福，身体健康。
He has health. He also have good family life.
事业有成，心灵平安，蒙神的喜悦。
And that he is prosperous, he has peace in his heart, and that he was pleased by God.
那回想到受苦之前幸福的日子，耶伯曾经在耶伯记29章这段经文这么说。
And in remembering how he was before, Job said in chapter 29, verse 5 and 6.
那全能者乃与我同在，我的儿女都怀耀我，乃多可洗我的脚，磐石为我出油成河。
When the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were all around me, when my steps were washed with butter, and the rock poured out for me streams of oil.
那么现在神再次赐福给耶伯。
Once again, God is blessing Job.
那使他有14000只羊，6000只骆驼。
And he now had 14,000 sheep and 1,000 yoke of ox, 6,000 camels.
1,000 对牛和1,000只母驴。然后比以前的家产多了一倍。
1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 female donkeys. What he have now is doubled what he had before.
那神再次赐给耶伯七个儿子和三个儿女。
Once again, God gave
三个女儿。
7 sons and 3 daughters.
十个儿女哦，这个数目象征很完全。
10 children.Represent a completeness.
因为耶伯曾经赏赐了十个儿女，现在神再赐给十个儿女。
Job had lost 10 children before, and now God has given him another 10.
那根据诗篇127篇3节说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
And according to Psalms 127 verse 3, it says, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward.
那么谈论到这个神的恩典还有神赐福给义人之间的关系，有一位这个旧约圣经学者他这么说。
When talking about the relationship between God's blessing to men, to righteous men, there is an Old Testament theologian said.
他说神根据他的智慧按照他的主权使约伯再次蒙福兴旺。
God, according to his wisdom and his sovereignty, restored Job.
那约伯记描写到的描述让我们看见这乃是因为约伯表现非常良好的结果。
And, this description, let us see that Job was restored is because of his good behavior.
但是我们要来思想一下，但是假设我们以为敬虔就是成功的途径，那就大错特错了。
But, so let us think about this. If you think that being God-fearing, will lead to success, then you are totally wrong.
我们必须要从整本圣经来看这个看这个所谓这个观点。
So we need to look at this whole thing from the point of view of the whole Bible.
因为圣经没有说如果一个人他过一个敬虔的生活，他神就会大大的赐福给他。
Because it never said that if you live a God-fearing life, then God will greatly bless you.
约伯记最后的一句话是约伯记42章第16节到第17节。
The last phrase in, or the last thing that was spoken in Job was in verse 16 to 17.
这里说此后约伯又活了140年得见他的儿孙直到世代，这样约伯年纪老迈，日子满足而死。
And after this Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons four generations and Job died an old man and full of days.
那约伯受苦之后又活了140年。
So after Job suffered, he lived another 140 years.
那有人猜测说约伯受苦的时候大约是70岁。
There are some people who guess that when Job began his suffering, he was about 70 years old.
所以加140岁等于210岁。
So adding another 140 years equals 210 years.
所以约伯一生有成功也有失败。
Job, his life is full of success and also failure.
有悲哀也有喜乐，但是最后也死了。
There is sadness and there's happiness, but in the end he also died.
那最重要的是他一生敬畏神。
But the important thing is he feared God all his life.
所以最后他满足而死，没有一点遗憾，而他只欢欢喜喜地去朝见创造他的主。
So in the end, he died full of days. He did not have any regret, and he went gladly to see the God who created him.
那作为约伯记最后的结束，我愿以这段经文与弟兄姐妹来分享。
So as the conclusion to the book of Job, I want to share with you this scripture.
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话。 啊，我要你，求你指示我，我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you.
那是的，很多事情我们不明白。
Yes, there's a lot of things we don't understand.
那神的旨意我们不能彻透。
God's will we cannot fully understand.
那因此我们应当信靠他，相信他的话语，顺从他的旨意。
Therefore, we must trust him, believe in him, and listen to his word.
让我们做个结束的祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please bless us.
让我们学习，从约伯记学习这个宝贵的功课。
Help us to learn this precious lesson from the book of Job.
因为你是掌管一切的主。
Because you are a sovereign God.
一切所发生的事情有你的旨意。
Everything that happened, you have your will.
求主让我们明白这点。
Let us help us to understand this.
以使我们能够顺服在你的旨意之下。
So that we can submit under your will.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.